סמן מבוב ספי אם קודם ואירך זויקיס כפוסם קודם שמרך מטר הסויין לא ירוכן מחר בפסקינס that if you made the bracha zoyke kafufim, which is going on standing up, before you made the bracha of matir asurim, which is just being able to sit up, you did not make the bracha. The logic of it is that standing up, in order to stand up, you had to sit up first. So basically, if you're already thanking Hashem for standing up, you already included within that the previous bracha. The Mishnah Berurah says, though, that there are those that disagree. The Chachamim say to be maker, which means that you can still make the bracha of Matir Asurim after Zekin Kafufim. The best Eitzah for Birchas HaShachar is to say it from the Siddur, then you don't get confused. There's one better thing than that is to say it loud enough that someone else could hear what you're saying, answer Omei. That way you'll definitely make sure you say it clearly, and hopefully it will help with your Kavan also. And the Frema Godim says that in this case that he made a the Zekeh Kefufim before the Bakir Evim, it's preferable to find somebody else to be Moitzim with the Bracha of Matir Asurim so that he avoids his own Machlokes. The Mishnah Berurah says that when he said a Bracha Hashem, his Kavanah was to say Zekeh Kefufim, so the Halacha is, Achatchila, he's supposed to finish the Bracha with the same intention he had at the beginning. So, this is a Chiddush here, that he wants to avoid his Machlokes. He was planning to say Zekeh Kefufim, and suddenly realized he didn't say Matir Asurim. So maybe you should say Matir Asurim. He says, no, because that's the Bidiyavit. Lachatchila, since you started off with the Kavanah to say Zekeh Kefufim, say Zekeh Kefufim. Even though, if you're going to be Machmir on this Machlekes, you won't be able to say Matir Asurim afterwards. Lameisa, that's Halacha. That's Lachatchila, you're always supposed to finish the Bracha where you started off. When he got, if he was got up to Pekei Chivrim, that's talking about seeing, and he was planning to say Pekei Chivrim, and by accident he said Malbash Arumim, and he immediately reminds himself that, but one second, initially I want to start off with Pekei Chivrim. So he's planning to say Pekei Chivrim, and he said, Malbish Arumim. So, with this discussion of the Achreinim, some Achreinim say that he was a Yetzer already Pekei, that he is Yetzer Pekei Chivrim, because he, by the fact that he was Chayyim Tefei Bibel, he uprooted the original ending. And others are not so sure about this, because maybe you can't change it. Nice you said a good bracha. So you can be chayzer if you said a wrong bracha. For example, if you made a bari priyakofen on water, so then you can be chayzer to take diva because a bari priyakofen is not a good bracha. But it's a good bracha, so leave it.
Yeah.
When he said Baruch Shankeni Mechalom, he was planning to say Malbe Shavumen, and he finished Malbe Shavumen, and then he realized that he should be really saying Pakeh Chivim according to the order. Then everybody says that he was Yaitz of the first bracha, because his intention was to say that. You could say he said a completely good bracha, even though it was out of order, but there's no, the order is not makif. The bottom line is that he said a completely good bracha, and after you finish it, you immediately switch it to another bracha. That's too late. Not too late. No, the addition doesn't help. It stays as it is. If there's a problem with the first bracha, because he was really planning to say Pekei Chivrim, and by accident he said, by accident he said Malbash Arumim. So here there was a little problem with the first bracha, because it's Kavanah for the one bracha, and he ended up not as planned. Over here there's discussion whether he could change it or not. Yeah. So that goes for all the Birchas HaShachar, that if he said the right bracha, and then for some cheshbon he wants to switch it afterwards, so if they deep, it doesn't, he just stay with the original bracha. Okay. The Mechaber is not like the bracha of Hanoisin Liyev Koyach, because it's not mentioned in the Gemara. The Ramah says, Hachaminik Poshet Bechol Ashkenazim Oimim. It was a takana that was made, seems to be the time of the Goyim, and therefore we do make a bracha Zechidish, because generally we do not make new brachas after that were not written in the Gemara. One of the Ezbeirim that this bracha was made, Hanoisin Liyev Koyach, is when we were under the Christian rule, and they make all kinds of decrees against Judaism, people were worn out. And they said, no, don't keep on going. Go with Hashem, everything will be right. Siv Zayin Yishnoigim Levorach Brachas Achayas Nesav Zal Eilul B'Toys of Yilin. To make up other brachas, for sure, one should not say. Siv Ches, Kol Brachas Eilul Im Loin Yishai Vach Mem Kegoyin, Shalai Shoma Kon Tanugol. According to the Mechad, if you did not hear the rooster, O Shalai Holach, O Loilovash, he did not walk, which so he doesn't make him a tzaddik over, or he doesn't have a begodim. He didn't put on begodim, so he doesn't have a sherubim. He put on a belt, he doesn't say, oh, he's Rabbi Gvura. All these things he says without shame and malchus, according to the Mechaber. Mechaber holds the kiss of the brachas you make only, it's like a brachas and eden. If you have that, no, you say it, if not, not. Ramotas Yeshoimim, the feeling is Raivim, and Baruchos. No, these brachas are made on the fact that Hashem put into the world all these factors, and therefore, and you make all the brachas, the chen and migre and the shas. That's a minig, then whether you put on the clothing or not, or you walked or didn't walk, you make all the brachas. Though, Mishavu brings from the Eilin Rabba, a kind of shoma and mavashena, which are going on, the neshama coming back and getting up from sleep. If a person will stay up the whole night, does not make the bracha, which is a chiddush, because if we make the bracha on the concept, so make it on the concept whether he was slept or not. Yeah, and that's why we met some of the achrayim were not happy with that psak. Yeah, the ma'isa, we say that to get out of the suffix, one should hear the bracha from somebody else. If he was up all night, like people don't have shvus, the person slept even for a short period of time, then if it was a real sleep, even though it was not sleeping the whole night, he does make the bracha, these brachas. Yeah. So, according to what we said now, even a blind person will make the bracha for Kech Ibra, yeah, and a deaf person who cannot hear the rooster also make that bracha. Yeah. There's one thing is, if you don't hear the rooster, there are opinions that say you should wait till it gets light outside, you know, it's after Elisha Shachar, because the bracha is at least on that time of day. Yeah. Siv Tes. Lo yikre psukim kol mirzatoyim af al pishu oyim deaf tachnun. The Mechaber here is paskening that if you plan to say psukim early in the morning before davening, by slichas or whatever it be, you should say mirzatoyim. Yishayim reshein lotash kivin shein oyim oyim deaf tachnun and not lotash nizvoyim shayim. Second opinion holds no, that since you're only saying that as tefillah and not as learning Torah, you do not have to make Berachas Torah. And the Mechaber says, Achafil, you should make Berachas Torah before the Slichas. Ramos is a minik svar achreina, Shevi mea Slicha, is mispam Slichas, vachem bevorach on Torah, im say their brachas. So the minik Ashkenaz is, if the bracha, the psukim only going to say Berach tefillah, that's enough. And the tefillah, you do not have to say Berachas Torah beforehand.